Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the SDI Limited Half Year 18 Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Samantha Cheetham, CEO and Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our interim 2018 result call. My name is Samantha Cheetham, the Chief Executive Officer, and with me today is John Slaviero, our Chief Financial Officer and Chief Operating Officer. This has been a challenging start to the new financial year for the group. However, we are making significant progress within the business. We have continued to make investments in new products and have kept pace with market trends. We have focused on process improvements, with lean manufacturing now generating material savings, and we are making progress as a leading manufacturer in the dental industry. Turning to slide three. For those that are less familiar with our company, we have been in business since 1972, and we are Australia's largest dental manufacturer. We've invested heavily in research and development over the years, and today we supply a range of dental products, including all categories of restoratives and whitening, and the small equipment used by dentists. We sell to over 100 countries and have teams based in four main locations, including here in Australia. The four primary locations for our business are in Melbourne, Australia, São Paulo, Brazil, Chicago in the U.S., and Cologne in Germany. Australia is our primary manufacturing facility and is also the center of our research and development activities. In Brazil, where we've been operating since 1994, we have a small packaging plant servicing this market. Cologne is our European head office, and from here we service Europe and the U.K. And finally, our North American head office is in Chicago, servicing the U.S. and Canada. Now let's turn to the results for the half year just completed. Turning to slide four. As we mentioned previously, HY18 was a challenging 6 months. However, our statutory result is in line with the trading update given early last month. As highlighted previously, we continue to see a shift in product mix away from amalgam towards non-amalgam. As evidence of this, aesthetic sales grew 8.2% in the half on the prior corresponding period. This is an area we've continued to dedicate a significant amount of our research and development and sales and marketing efforts towards. On the dividend, reflective of our strong financial position, the board have declared a 0.011 dividend per share, up 10% on the previous corresponding period, showing their confidence in the operating performance and outlook for the group. We are starting to see the benefits of the investments we have made in our manufacturing process with the implementation of lean. As a result of these initiatives, we expect to see annualized savings of 1.1 million and for these to be realized over the balance of the calendar year. Sales were lower than we achieved in HY17, falling 2.1%, impacted by weaker amalgam sales, as mentioned previously, and some softness in whitening sales. The weakest regions were South America and the U.K., but more on this later in the presentation. Turning to the outlook, we expect to see the seasonally stronger earnings in the second half being even stronger this year when compared to our previous experience. Now turning to slide five. We ended the year with a strong balance sheet, having generated good free cash. The sales and margin chart highlights the second half skew with the margin impacted by lower sales in the first half. As mentioned, we have generated significant free cash flow in the half, with improved inventory the main driver. I'll let John discuss this in more detail later in the presentation. Turning to slide six. The strongest product sales growth was in aesthetics, which combined with whitening and equipment now account for 74% of all sales. Overall, as highlighted on this slide, the mix of sales has shifted dramatically over the last 6 years, with amalgam falling from 47% to 26% of sales in the last half. This is a function of both the market's preference for alternative products and the shift in our focus to the non-amalgam products. Turning to slide seven. Aesthetics continue to be a key driver of sales with a significant contribution from glass ionomers. This is the strongest product line, with the Riva range having been in the market for many years. This market has only a small number of competitors, whereas the composite market, which makes up the remaining part of this category, is larger and made up of many competitors. Our strategy here is to make small gains in what is a very large market. We are still known as a quality amalgam supplier. However, in this declining market, we've experienced volatile periods. Over the last 6 months, this has affected results in South America, where tendering activity was subdued. The two remaining product categories are whitening, which experienced modest growth in local currency terms, and equipment, which was flat for the half. Both these categories are expected to benefit from new product launches in the coming 6 months. Turning to slide 8 and looking at more detail on the sales by business unit. The table on this slide shows sales by business units in line with our segmental reporting. Pleasingly, there was only one office to record a decline in sales in local currency terms, with North America, Europe and Brazil recording modest growth over the half. The Australian sales were impacted by the subdued level of government tenders in South America. It is pleasing to see the North American sales stabilise and begin to grow. Turning to Europe, we saw modest growth in local currency terms. This was primarily impacted by a temporary disruption we experienced in the UK with our channel partners. Importantly, this is being resolved. And finally, the Brazil business unit experienced sales growth of 0.7% in local currency terms. Currency had less of an impact in this half on total sales compared to previous periods, with the impact in North America being largely offset by the European result. Now looking at the sales by destination. I'm now on slide 9. Here we are showing sales by destination, giving a better view of the regional markets we operate in. These results are shown in Australian dollars. Europe was our strongest market, with sales rising 5.2%, with North America down 3.5%. Asia Pacific was down 4.7% and South America was down 16.3%, offsetting this performance. The Middle East was flat for this half. As indicated previously, the weakness in South America was impacted by the subdued level of government tenders and specifically in relation to amalgam and weaker whitening sales due to local competitive conditions. I will now hand you over to John to take you through the financials.
Thank you, Sam. Just turning to the profit and loss on slide 11. And as Samantha has mentioned, the sales overall is down 2% in Australian dollar terms, but when we adjusted for FX movements, it was down 1.5%. So the FX didn't have a big impact. The other area which was slightly down by about 0.9% was the margin, going from 60.2 to 59.3. This is largely due to product and market sales mix. The lean process improvement hasn't really impacted in these first half results, and we expect to see some impact in the second half. Looking at expenses, selling and admin expenses, when adjusted for currency movements, were up 0.8%, which is even lower than generally inflation across the world. So we believe that's not too bad a result. And our research and development expenses were up, and this is mainly due to research projects which are expensed around looking at new concepts on products. In other words, looking for something totally different. The next probably highlighted area is the tax rates down, and that's due to the business unit profit mix. So in other words, where the profits were reported. So they went from 28% same period last year down to 25%. Going to the balance sheet on slide 12, the theme overall in the balance sheet is the lower level of working capital due to initiatives in improving inventory management. And this is where lean did kick in quite nicely, and we've looked at virtually right across our inventory and working towards more a just-in-time system, which is proving to be very beneficial to us. Going to the cash flow, once again, the overall theme is the inventory management. So we have strong cash, free cash flow generated by improved process and inventory management. So our cash flow has been very strong and once again led by the better processes in our inventory management. So now I'll pass pass back to Samantha.
Thanks, John. So turning to slide 14. So over FY17 and into this last half, we have released a number of new products which will continue to contribute to earnings as they gain industry acceptance over this financial year. Our research and development teams are highly credentialed and are experts in the field, with many staff having been with us for a decade or longer. We currently employ several PhDs and have invested a further $1.2 million in research and development over the first half. This commitment sees us increasingly being recognised as an innovative producer and supplier to the dental industry. And finally, turning to the outlook on slide 15. We continue to see the business transitioning, with the strong non-amalgam sales performance being overshadowed by the structural decline in amalgams. For this financial year, we expect to see a stronger second half skew than experienced previously. I'm pleased to see the progress we have made in the plant, with the initial benefits of the lean manufacturing process expected to be realised over the balance of this year. We are fully engaged in the changes we have seen in the market and are well positioned to fully participate in these growth opportunities. I'm proud to be part of this innovative Australian producer, and together we have an exciting future ahead of us. Thank you for listening to our presentation. I will now turn to the operator to moderate your questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and then two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Brendan Agius from Curran & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, Samantha. I was just wondering if you'd provide additional colour on the sales disruption in the UK and how that's been resolved.
Thanks a lot, Brendan, for that question. The main issues is that we have had some problems with cross-border transactions between the distributors, which is usually just pricing differentials. We don't see it as an ongoing problem. I do really feel it's being resolved at the moment. It is a common problem within the industry. It's just affected our used car sales in the last 6 months.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Peter Powell from SDI. Please go ahead.
Yes, my question relates to the earnings per share and the net profit after tax. I mean, with all the positive where we're going in the future and how exciting it is, the share price is depressed, earnings per share are going down, and net profit after tax is disastrous compared to the same time last year. So I'm not sure where all the positive energy comes from. It doesn't feel very positive at my end as an investor.
Yeah, thanks for that question, and it's probably a good question. We just see what we've got new products coming out, and we see that this reduction in amalgam sales is starting to flatten out. And so with new product releases, we've got our North American sales team now virtually established, and which is showing positive results, and we see better results coming from them. We believe we can resolve the problem in the UK. So generally, both from a sales and marketing and a new product development point of view, we see quite a bit of upside.
Yeah, if I can follow up the question though, this is not just this year. This has been a declining issue for some time, and it strikes me as an investor with other companies that to pay our executives $500,000 each to produce that kind of profit is out of proportion. Why are we paying that kind of salary to make that very meagre profit?
Well, it is once again an interim profit. We had a good year a couple of years ago, and then the amalgam trend started declining, which we're working very hard to do. So we see it as a bit of a timing difference. The company is still generating very good cash flows. Balance sheet is strong. We believe that puts it very well in stead for the future. We're giving a good return to the shareholders in dividends, but we see the future quite bright due to, once again, what I've repeated, this flattening out of the amalgam decline and the increase in sales by new products, which we're releasing. So we still see the future quite good.
Well, I'll just leave it there, but I just think that the amount of productivity we're producing in terms of income and cash does not warrant the kind of salaries we're paying, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Your next question comes from Jeffrey Poon, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi there, guys. I'm a relatively new investor, and one of the things I don't really understand, hope you can sort of enlighten me, is that my understanding is amalgams are relatively low margin product relative to your other products. This half, amalgam seems to be one of your lowest percentage of sales relative to other products. So why has gross margin fallen? Like, I'd expect it to rise given that your lowest margin product is now a small amount of your sales than prior periods.
Yes, good question, Jeffrey. That's really about the sales and where they're coming from by the different regions. In many of the developing markets and even Europe as well, we sometimes have to decrease the prices of the non-amalgam products as well.
So the margin is basically driven by product mix and market mix. So it depends where the bulk of your sales come from, how that affects the margin.
I completely understand that, but like I think my point kind of still stands. So you're basically saying that your higher margin products, to get your foot in the door into those markets, you still have to discount them, presumably because it's competitive, or what's the reason for that?
Look, and also I must say, even though we say amalgam's a low margin product, it's not really low compared to other areas, compared to other industries. It's probably only 5 or 10% lower than our overall, I guess the aesthetic products.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not super low. It's actually quite nice still.
Okay, so it's not a lot lower. It's just a little bit lower. Okay.
Yeah.
Just another quick question that I always ask when I invest in new companies is that I guess as CEOs of an international company, you guys will travel a lot. Do you travel internationally on cattle class or business class?
I got back from Brazil last week and I'm going to America on Sunday and I go business class.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey?
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Samantha for closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody. Certainly, it hasn't been the best year, but we feel that we've been making some very good changes internally. We feel the transition with the amalgam business is taking... It is a slow transition, but we're feeling very confident for the future, and especially with our research and development investments and our sales and marketing teams around the world, we will come out of this very positively. So thank you, everybody, for your interest in SDI.